You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You may remember that I spoke about the Sabbath. We went back to Genesis 2 and saw that God created the Sabbath during the creation week, the next day after he created Adam and Eve, and that God blessed and sanctified the seventh day. He set apart, he made holy the seventh day. We saw in Mark 2 that God made the Sabbath for man and not man for the Sabbath, and that the seventh day was the only weekly day that God did bless and set apart. No, it was not the first day, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth day, but it was the seventh day that God blessed and sanctified, set apart, made holy for a special purpose. We saw in Isaiah 66 that God expects us to tremble at his word and have a humble attitude before God. I asked the question, did God decide that he blessed and made holy the wrong day and then change his mind and said, I should have blessed the first day, and went on and blessed the first day and disregarded the seventh day? Now, did you answer that question? If you didn't try to answer that, you should have. You should have tried to prove one way or the other if Sunday is a Sabbath or is Saturday the Sabbath. You should want to know. The Sabbath has existed from creation, and the Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments that is commonly thought that was nailed to the cross. Commonly taught that the Ten Commandments have been done away with. No such thing, my friends. The Ten Commandments is God's Word. It says that his Word will never pass away. Heaven and earth may pass away, but says my Word will endure forever. And that means his law as well. And we know that sin is the transgression of the law. And we know that the wages of sin is death. Abel, Seth, Enoch, Jared, Lamech, Noah, and the other righteous men and women in the line of Seth kept the Sabbath before the flood. So did Noah. Noah, Shem, Heber, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the other righteous men and women kept the Sabbath on this side of the flood. Yes, on this side of the flood, they were still keeping the Sabbath. Jacob was observing the Sabbath when he went down to Egypt, and did so till he died. And you can be assured that Joseph kept the Sabbath until he died. Now, how do I know that? You may want to know. You may ask yourself, well, how does Pete Hornbuckle know this? Well, because all those men and women were righteous. And God said in Psalms 119, verse 172, that all his commandments are righteous. So if these people were righteous, that means that they were keeping his commandments, and his Sabbath included, which is the fourth commandment, a very important commandment. Exodus 16 and verse 4, if you have your Bible, if you don't, get your Bible and turn there, my friends. I don't ask you to believe me. Look into your Bible and see what God says about some of these things that you naturally take for granted, that you naturally take that is right. Notice in Exodus 16 and verse 4, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. Now, Israel had been in captivity down in Egypt for many years, and they had forgotten the Sabbath, had no chance to keep up with the days, working so much in slavery, and didn't have an opportunity to continue to obey the Sabbath, but they were obeying it when they went down to Egypt. You can bet on that, and I'll prove that to you. But when they came out, now here they were, hadn't been out of the slavery for about a month or so here. Here they were in the desert before they went to Mount Sinai. And I want you to notice, my friends, this commandment about the Sabbath is given in Exodus 16 well before, several days before, the Ten Commandments were written on Mount Sinai and given to Moses to carry back down to Israel by the finger of God. So the Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath, has been in effect ever since Adam and Eve, ever since creation of man. Adam and Eve were taught the Ten Commandments in the Garden of Eden because they sinned. When they took of the forbidden fruit, they sinned. And sin is the transgression of the law. And if there hadn't been a law there, they would not have sinned, my friend. It's simple It's easy to understand when you want to understand it. Verse 5 here of Exodus 16. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Now God is telling you and me something here as well. He's telling us that in 6 days we can work and earn our livelihood, that we don't have to work on the Sabbath, that the Sabbath is a special day made for man to stay in touch with God. Notice on down in verse 22 through verse 30. And it was so on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. Verse 24. So they laid it up till morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Then Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. In other words, don't go out and work on the Sabbath. Don't go out and break my Sabbath. Don't go out and trample on my holy time, is what God is saying in essence here. Verse 26, 6 days you shall gather it. Yes, 6 days we shall work, my friends. 6 days you shall gather it. But on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. Now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day together, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Yes, before the commandments were given in their codified form in Exodus 20. The commandments were still in existence, had been since Adam and Eve, and they were still in existence, including the Sabbath. And they still are today, my friends, including the Sabbath. Verse 29, see, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Yes, God has given us the Sabbath and has given it to us for a special purpose, which we will get into before the end of this broadcast. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. In other words, you keep the Sabbath. You rest on the Sabbath. That's a day to draw close to God. That's a day to reflect on the Creator. Verse 30, so the people rested on the seventh day. Pretty simple, pretty clear, isn't it? When you want to understand what God says, it's pretty simple, it's pretty clear. Now you may say, that's Old Testament stuff. And you're right, it is, isn't it? But it's still God's word, isn't it? And God said, till heaven and earth shall pass away, not one jot, not one tittle of my law shall pass away. This is New Testament stuff as well, my friends. As you may know, Israel was in slavery for many years down in Egypt. So God had to teach them which day was the Sabbath again. And it was given to them for a test day. Because God says, I will test them, whether they will keep my law or not. The Sabbath is a test day. It was then, it is today. Because they had forgotten not having an opportunity to keep the Sabbath in slavery. But as I said earlier, they were observing the Sabbath when they went down to Egypt. Notice what God says here in Exodus 31 about the Sabbath. Exodus 31 and beginning in verse 13. I hope you have your Bible. And I hope you will follow along. Exodus 31 and verse 13. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Eternal that sanctifies you. You may say, well, but this says it's a Sabbath for the children of Israel. And you may say, and that's only the Jews. That's only the little nation of Israel over in the Palestine area, over in Jerusalem. Well, my friends, this is a long, long hundreds of years before Israel and Judah split, before they became two different nations. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, and not only that, but we are the descendants of these people that we're reading about here. We are the United States, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and so on. We are the modern descendants of ancient Israel that God was speaking to here. So speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Yes, it's a sign telling us that God is our God. God is our creator, and we are his sons and his daughters. We are his creation. The Sabbath keeps us in touch with our God because it reminds us that in 7 days, God created, God, the Almighty God, created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And he rested on the seventh day, blessed it, made it holy time, sanctified it, set it apart for man to rest and to draw close to God and to keep God in mind. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Yes, holy to us. Talking to you, talking to me. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Yes, work shall be done for 6 days. And if we took that literally, we wouldn't have a welfare state, would we? Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. They were to keep the Sabbath. If they broke the Sabbath, they were put to death. Now you may think that's under the old covenant. Well, maybe you're right. That was under the old covenant. But I tell you, my friends, the new covenant is the same. Somewhere in your lifetime, whether it's in this life that you're living now or in the second resurrection, when you will have the opportunity to know God's word, if you don't have now, if you're deceived now and don't have that opportunity, you will have in the second resurrection. And somewhere, either in this life or the life to come, if you don't obey the Sabbath, then you will be put to death too. The wages of sin is death, and sin is the transgression of the law. It's simple, it's clear, and you need to understand this. You need to think about this, my friends. Verse 16, therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation as a perpetual covenant. Yes, an ongoing covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Yes, a sign that God is our God, that we are his people, that we are his chosen people. And it's certainly a sign to the church of God today, the true church of God today, the spiritual Israel of God. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Reminds us that God is the Creator, and that he rested and was refreshed, and that we are to do the same. Yes, we're supposed to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And as I said, I will prove to you in a future program that Christ kept the Sabbath, that Christ did not nail the Sabbath to the cross, and we're to walk in his footsteps. And when he had made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God, the 10 commandments written with the finger of God. My friends, if you would like to know more about this topic, we invite you to call us to request your free booklets, Why Do You Observe Sunday? And also your free booklet, The Day to Remember. And all you have to do to receive those booklets is just dial 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.